Hello, everyone. This is the second English podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kami Chojamachi on this, the 14th of October. Today is Train Day. Train Day is a memorial day for the arrival of the first train, which arrived in the fifth year of the Meiji era. Please visit the Umekoji Steam Locomotive Museum to view the Nelson train car. This car was built in England in 1901 and is the only one that still exists in the world. You may be surprised to hear that Kyoto is famous for its collection of old trains among train buffs. Please enjoy these trains when you come to visit Kyoto. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On October 18th, in Sagano, Nonomiya Jinja will hold their Saigu Parade. In the Heian era, every time an emperor ascended to the throne, a royal parade was held from Ise-jingu in Mie Prefecture to Kyoto. This event is a representation of these royal parades. This year's heroine will be a 17-year-old girl wearing the ceremonial attire of a Japanese courtesan. She will be the youngest on record to fill this role. We wish her the best of luck. For more details, please contact the Nonomiya Jinja office at 075-871-1972. Also on October 18th, the Senryuji Temple in Higashiyama will be holding its 25 Botsutaba Memorial Service, starting at 1 p.m. It is said that 25 Botsutaba, including the famous Amiba Tathagata, will be coming down from the land of happiness to rescue the people of the world. On this day, 25 children wearing costumes and face masks will parade through the area. It looks very mysterious, and you may even think it looks like a Buddhist fashion parade. For more information, please contact the Sokujoin office at 075-561-3443. And now, upcoming events in November. November is the best time of year for koyo, or the turning of the leaves. Many of the sightseeing spots in Kyoto will be very busy during this time. On November 7th, Kibune in northern Kyoto will have a momiji, or maple viewing festival. On November 8th, another momiji festival will be held in Arashiyama. You can enjoy the beautiful view of maple trees changing into brilliant reds and yellows from the top of the mountain to the bottom. You will also be able to enjoy boating on the Oigawa River. Also on October 8th, Shirakawa in Gion will feature Maiko, or apprentice geisha, dancing in the Kanikakuni Festival. Expect to see many amateur cameramen there if you attend. On November 15th, the Ryozen Gogoku Shrine in Higashiyama will hold a Sakamoto Ryoma Festival. Sakamoto Ryoma was one of the key figures that led to the Meiji Restoration. Next year, NHK will broadcast a drama based on his life. Considering this fact, many of his fans will likely attend this festival. That is all for this week's headline and future events. This has been Brent Mosley for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English Schools. Thank you for listening.